Earth 101. It's Gary. It's Lisa. So we were talking about Fireball, this Fireball whiskey.
Yeah.
You said you have it's too sweet for you.
Yeah, way too sweet for me.
Why did you get it?
It was a gift. Someone brought it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you've got a suggestion, a tip.
You go get at Trader Joe's their unfiltered apple cider.
Ah.
And you rim the glass with brown sugar, and you add a shot of the Fireball, and it tastes just like apple pie.
Wow.
It's delish.
You got it figured out.
Also,
yes.
You keep your Fireball in the freezer, and you go get some really pretty cordial glasses to keep them in the freezer,
mm-hmm.
and you just sip it, and it's just a lovely, warm feeling going down your throat.
We want to come to your house.
You can, anytime.
Love you. Thank you for that.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
And then somebody brought me a bottle of whiskey that tastes like peanut butter. I don't know what it's called. I forget.
I've never heard of that. What's the brand?
I forget. I think it starts with an S, and you literally take a sip, and you think you're tasting peanut butter.
Is that good?
I mean, not for me, but...
I've heard of that.
Yeah?
I forget what it's called, but my friends love it for, like, you know, an after-dinner drink.
Oh, sort of like an... What do they call that? An after-dinner drink.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's called a screwball.
Yes, the screwball. Yes.
Screwball. Really?
Yeah.
Peanut butter?
And it tastes just like peanut butter.
That is goofy.
It is crazy.
I'm just curious, Gary, has anybody mentioned Funyuns yet? No, they have not.
Are those still like in business?
Yeah, they still make them,
yeah.
Mm.
I eat Cheetos with condensed milk, and I love the puffy Cheetos. So that makes me sweet and salty. The crunchy and the late air salty chips. Okay, that must have been a voice text. Pixie, tell me, what kind of snacks do you like?
Well, because I eat a big lunch, I usually have snacks for dinner, but I don't.
Really?
Okay, so anyway, Trader Joe's has really good, they're not Cheetos, but they're Cheeto-like, and you can get the flaming hot ones.
Mm.
But then you got to put a California spin on it and drizzle it with a lemon from the garden. Awesome.
Really?
Awesome. Yes. And then Kettle has a brand of, I'm looking at it right now, they are pickle flavor, and those are really good, too.
Are they hot? Somebody called up about hot pickles.
I have not tried hot pickles.
Just pickle flavor. Is that almost like a vinegar flavor?
You know what? Kettle chip is spot on. It's like if you took a bite of pickle and then ate a potato chip at the same time.
Wow.
It's like, I'm not pregnant, but that sounds like a pregnancy snack.
Yeah, that sounds like you're either pregnant or you've been smoking dope. So.
Oh, no. I made way better recipes that way.
Oh, no. Pixie. Love it. Love it. Pixie, what is your last name? Tell me it sticks.
My actual real name is Priscilla Romero, but it's easier to remember.
I love it. I love that name. Thank you, Pixie. Love you.
Thank you.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Charles. Oh, yes. As expected, the palace and the queen have released a statement. I guess they took them about a day and a half, but you know what? They were waiting for the interview, the Oprah interview with Meghan and Harry to air in Britain before they made their announcement. And it's only 61 words long, but the Queen says...
Brevity is the soul of wit.
The Queen
Shakespeare
says,
said that, I think.
Well, I'm not worried about Shakespeare right now. I want to tell you what the Queen says. She says she takes Meghan and Harry race claims very seriously. The statement in full reads, "The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. Whilst some recollections may vary, these are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately."
Privately!
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 Yes,
we'll behind closed doors.
That's right.
Yes, no one can see.
Well, you spent
everyone,
many hours.
Get in here. Who said that, you idiot?
You
who
spent
said,
many
Charles,
hours
get
in
out.
Crisis talks.
Go to the discipline couch.
Don't you have a naughty mat?
That's for Edward.
Edward never does anything. You mean Andrew.
I mean Andrew. I get you all confused.
All right. They go on to say Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members. And while that may be true, the monarchy is also much loved. At least in Britain, viewers didn't love the interview, according to a Snap poll, which claimed half of the viewers found it a betrayal and inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, it does make sense, Philip, if you think about it. There's a certain national loyalty in that country. And if you grew up there, that includes the Queen and the royal family.
Thank you for explaining that to me. I've only been in the freaking monarchy for 70 freaking years.
That's all?
Yes.
Well, you're 99. How come you're missing a few?
It took a while for it to gain the throne. Have you read history at all?
No. They say that the monarchy is what makes England stand out from the rest of Europe.
You think?
Yeah.
Think about this, man. The Queen has been there for almost 70 years.
On the throne.
I mean, everything that has gone on for 70 years in Britain, she's been the Queen. So when she goes, think about the psychic blow to the people. I mean, you think that, wow, we don't like the monarchy. But that's part of their life. That's the one constant for the last 70 years.
They don't want to give up on that. That is a fact.
Well, they don't want to give up on her. I don't know about the rest of them.
Well, William and Kate also are said to be in total shock. They knew nothing about Meghan's suicidal thoughts. They feel horrible about everything. And, you know, this could bring them closer together if you want to know the truth. I'm just saying. Well, you never know.
Oh, you Americans, always so funny.
Charles,
so
if
clever.
William feels that bad, clever. He might call his brother and they might be able to bond over this.
Now, there's somebody came up with the idea that this might be an extortion plot on the part
Who
of Harry to get money out of the royal family.
You came up with that.
To get money out of the royal family or else he's going to say more. He's like, they cut him off. Hey, try cutting me off.
He's
dude.
Got plenty of money.
Here,
I
got plenty
money.
Of ammo. I'm coming after
it's
you.
Not
and
like
my wife,
what
oh,
is
Mitch,
wrong
can
with
she
you?
She knows
Shut
how to
up.
Do this.
Where's the Queen? Tell him to shut up.
No,
shut
she
up.
Likes me.
She does. Not
By
like
the way,
that.
I found this. I came across this article, and it's from what magazine is this? Evoque Style and Beauty from June of 2020. It says the surprising scent story linking Meghan Markle to Princess Diana, and it just says that it just so happens that Meghan Markle's favorite scent that she wore while dating Harry. Is exactly the same as Princess
Diana. Yeah, and I'm certain that
Diana.
Samantha Markle sold that information to that.
No, no. They got it from Meghan Markle.
No, they did
not. Yeah, they did. It's from her.
She's quoted as a direct interview in there?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I'm going to have to take a look at
that. Well, see, you don't believe that, but you believe her.
I do.
See, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Well, she
her.
Said it then, so you won't believe her now
If it came from her mouth, I would believe it.
That's true.
I'm going to look.
There you go.
All
and
right.
At the end of the article, it said, gee, and they were being cute. You know, they said, gee, I wonder if that reminds him of his mom while they were dating.
First of all, how would she know the perfume that Diana...
And she revealed it.
Diana did?
Yeah. It's called Bluebell. The scent is Bluebell.
Is that right?
Yes.
Who makes it? Do you know? I'd like to smell it.
Snuffleupagus.
I would like to smell that.
You want
to
smell what she smelled like?
Yeah, I want to smell what she smelled
Can you imagine Harry?
Like.
He hooks up for the date and he goes, oh my God, you just make me feel so good.
You smell like my dead mom.
He probably didn't even know it. You know, it's so subtle.
I mean,
subtle.
He was only 9 when she passed.
He was so, it's so subtle. And all of a sudden he was putty in her hands.
I've got it.
Penhaligon.
All right.
Blueville.
All right, I'm going to have to get a bottle of that and
yes.
check it out.
Well, maybe you can get Harry.
Keep walking
by the house. He goes,
I am going to Montecito next month.
There you go.
So maybe I will take an empty wine glass and just walk
Yeah,
back
just
and
like
forth.
Johnny Carson's wife
yes.
did. No, just walk back and forth down the street by their house.
Yes.
Nobody will know. And then finally he'll go, wow, something about you. What's your name? This is how it's done, Lisa.
Can I pet your chicken?
Can you pet his chicken?
Well,
I'll bet he'll let you do it.
He's got a bunch of them now, as we saw in the interview.
Is it a hen or is it?
Only hens are allowed in Montecito.
Oh, really?
I can't say what's not. Well, no roosters.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use the appropriate word.
Okay.